Today is Thursday, June 30th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm recording in between meetings because I have a packed schedule, and actually, work is really packed, as per usual. Everything happens when you're getting ready to go on a vacation. Everything, you know, people, issues come up that wouldn't have normally come up. Everybody wants you to drop everything. I'm having to tell people, sorry, I'm out at 5 o'clock. You know, do what you must. Work-life balance. But anyway, So I trying to get all that done, and then I need to mow the lawn, and I need to do it today because we're flying out tomorrow, and I don't have a service that does it because I do it, and so I can't quickly call some service and be like, hey, I'll pay you if you'll mow our lawn for 2 weeks, and my parents are gone at the same time, so I can't ask them to come mow like while we're on vacation, so I need to mow, so I got to mow. We have to return. So an update on the wireless microphone. My new microphone came in, so they did it. They mailed it yesterday and it got here today and it connected. I took it out of the box, I turned them on and they connected. So no problems there, but I've got to return the old one. And since we're going to be gone for 2 weeks, I need to do that before we leave. And so I printed the return label, taped it all up. But after we mow, we have to go to FedEx, drop that off. I have to pick up a prescription at the pharmacy. And then Mark has to take a birthday present to his goddaughter because her birthday is happening while we're on vacation. And then by then it'll be 8:30 or 9 o'clock tonight. And then we're just going to have to pick up food and come back. So I am packed. And then we have to pack. Speaking of being packed. I have to pack, and luckily, because we're not taking very much luggage, I only have to pick 7 shirts, and I bought the shorts, so I know what shorts I'm taking. I know what shoes I'm taking already. I just have to make sure I've got the correct toiletries and the correct electronics, so it should be fairly quick to pack. And I could do it in the morning tomorrow, but, you know, I'm trying to get as much done tonight as possible. So a lot of things to do. You know, I've got to print out. So we bought all these tickets. We bought train tickets. We bought tour tickets. We bought, you know, all this kind of stuff, which most of it, if not all of it, can be pulled up on your phone. And they can just scan like a barcode on your phone or something, or a QR code or whatever. But I want to have a printed copy just to be safe, you know? So like if for some reason our cellular is not working or internet, you know, we don't have internet, you know, whatever. Or let's say their scanner is, you know, their thing is broken and they say, oh, we need a paper copy, you know, or whatever. So I want to have a paper copy. So I've got to print all that stuff out. I guarantee you my printer is going to run out of ink. It runs out of ink so fast. So anyway, got to do all that stuff. There's just so much on my list to get done. And I had mostly back-to-back meetings today. And then an extra meeting came up that someone needed to meet with me. And I had to take that because everyone's going to be planning for the 2 weeks while I'm out. So I'll get back and things will be promised and planned that I had no idea about. And so anyway, so a lot of stuff going on. So last night, after I recorded, I have no idea what I did after I recorded, but I recorded and then needed to cook dinner. I feel like Mark and I did something, but I don't remember what it was. So it must have not been very important. But anyway, so I needed to cook dinner. So I decided to do... Oh, I had to go pick up something at the store, so I went and did that, and then I came back, and we just had breakfast for dinner. So I did scrambled eggs. Normally I do fried eggs. Mark likes a over, not hard. It's in between over medium and over hard. He doesn't want it to be runny, but he doesn't want it to be super like hard yolk. He wants it to be like a, he really enjoys like a jammy sort of, it's in between. And then I like over, really over easy, but over medium, because I flip it. Because I want the white to be completely done. I don't like snotty white, but I like a runny yolk. But I just decided, you know what? I'm going to do scrambled eggs. I'm going to do scrambled eggs. So I added a little bit of heavy cream and some shredded cheese and salt and pepper and made a little egg, scrambled egg. I cooked some biscuits just from a can and bacon. And then I had some hash browns in the freezer. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to try doing that in the air fryer. Only issue was I thought, you know, I'm going to use vegetable oil. I'm not going to use olive oil because I just want a neutral oil. The only vegetable I had was one that I had already used and put back in a container to see, you know, like if we needed to use it at some point. But I wasn't sure because it had already been used and oil can get a funky taste after it's been used. But I just went ahead and used it and brushed it on in the air fryer because I didn't have anything to spray it. Long story. So I tasted them when they were partially done and that oil tasted funny. It did not. I mean, we didn't die. So I think it was not rancid or anything, but it just had that used oil flavor, you know, not good used oil flavor, but like bad used oil flavor. And the air fryer actually worked. The shredded hash browns were a little bit too small, so they kept going through the grates of the air fryer and kind of collecting at the bottom. But it got super crispy, so I'm definitely going to try it again, but I'm not going to use used oil. I'm not going to do that. So anyway, we had hash browns. Mark didn't seem to mind. He said they were good, but I definitely tasted the old oil. And so I did that and my suitcase came in, my carry-on came in. So I looked at that and, you know, I'm going to say something about this. Now it is a top rated piece of luggage. If you do a search online for like best luggage 2022, Away Luggage has like really good scores, but it's fine. But I don't see what makes it the price that I paid for it. We'll see. Maybe the wheels last really long time. Because the problem I generally have with luggage is the wheels go out really quickly. Or go out. I mean, you know, they break. Maybe I overpack. I don't know. But, I mean, that's normally a problem that I have. But just for the price that I paid, I think it could have... I don't know. It just doesn't seem special to me. I can't really describe it. It just doesn't seem to be worth the amount of money they charge for it. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll see. It's got a lifetime warranty. So at the very least, if it breaks, they'll replace it. And then we just watched a little Discovery of Witches on Amazon Prime, season 3. And a little bit of American Ninja Warrior. And then we went to bed. That was it. I brushed Sydney as well because it was my turn. A lot going on, a lot to do. But one way or the other, we're going to be in Venice on Saturday morning. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.